Today's daf in Masechet Chulin is daf Pehe, and we're holding at the Halakha Mishnah. So the question over here, we go back to, is the issue of a shechita she'eino ruya, that is to say a shechita that is not matir be'achila. Hashochet, someone who shechs a chaya or an oaf and yimtzei treifa, and therefore, since it turns out that the chaya or the oaf is a treifa, and the question, of course, is the dam. Do we say that there's a shechita and it's included in ki shachet, or is it not a shechita? So the treifa cannot be eaten. Or let's say someone is shochet la'avodat kochavim, which is considered not only not to be matir, but possibly aser b'hana'ah. And ashochet chulin bifnim, someone who shechs chulin inside of the azara, or kochim b'chutz. In both of these cases, they are aser. In Achila, Kachem Bechutz, is it also even Ana'a, or Shochet Echaya V'Of, that are Niskalim, that have been found to be guilty in Beit Din of a Chi of Skila, so that perhaps for sexual misconduct with a human, or for killing. So in that case, even though they haven't yet been killed, they immediately become, at the Psak Din, Osir b'hana'ah. Therefore, even though they were shechted, which they weren't supposed to be, they will never become mutar b'achila. So Rabbi Meir is mechayev in kisei hadam, because the shechita was a shechita, even though it's not matir to be eaten. Whereas the chachomim are putrim, because they hold that a shechita, she'eino ruya, something that is not matir b'achila, is not considered to be a shechita. Now, as Rashi points out, this is true even though it doesn't really say the word shchit. When it comes to Gisei Adam, it does say Asher Yachil. And therefore, since these are not Ro'i La'achila, then the shchita is not considered to be a shchita. It's a shchita she'eino ru'ya. But there is another case where everybody is moda, that it's considered not to be a shchita that is mechayev. And that is where the psu, the answer shchita. So someone who is shochet v'nitabla b'yado, let's say it becomes now an actual nevela, let's say there was a pegam in the sakin, so that it tore the simanim instead of cutting them, or an ocher, he actually stabs it and cuts it through, or hamne'aker, he rips out the simanim. Everybody is one in that case, that it's patur milchasot, because that's bechlal, not considered to be an act of shechita. Om Reb Chiya Bar Rava Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Ra'a Rabbi, Dvarav Shel Rabbi Meir Boto Ve'et Bno. What's interesting is that Rabbi seems to have mixed here his Piskei Halachas, because when it came to the Din of Oto Ve'et Bno, Rabbi held of the Shita of Rabbi Meir, that shechita she'ina ru'ya is considered to be a shechita vis-a-vis oto ve'et b'no. And therefore, if you shechted oto ve'et b'no, shechita she'ina ru'ya, you would be chayiv. And he calls that the lashon ha'chachamim, mushna'o b'lashon chachamim. And it says over there, chachomim omrim, in order that we should recognize that that's the psak. However, over here, suddenly Rabbi Shimon becomes the one who is called the Chachamim, as it says in our Mishnah, the Chachamim Potrim, because Shechita Sheinu Ruya is Lav Shema Shechita, which of course is the sheet of Rabbi Shimon that we've had again and again and again. So apparently Rabbi Shimon Shita in Kisui Adam is considered to be that which is Rabbi's opinion, and therefore he changed in the Mishnah to read not Rabbi Shimon, but Shina Obalashon Chachamim, which is rather odd. Now, obviously, he must have a Makor for the different Piskei Halachas. Ask the Gemara, my Taima, what indeed is this for the Rabbi Meir Boto Ve'et Bno? My Taima, the Rabbi Meir Boto Ve'et Bno. So, why does Rabbi Meir Paskin, when it comes to Oto Ve'et Bno, and over there, as Rabbi Paskin, that Oto Ve'et Bno Shechita She'eino Ru'ya is considered to be a Shechita. Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, he learns it out of Gezeira Shava. He learns out the lashon of Shechita, Shechita, Mi Shechut Echutz. Just like the Torah uses the lashon of Shrita by Otoved Benot. It says Lo Shishkat Lo Tishkatu Biyom Echad. By Shrita Chutz, it says Ish Ish Asher Ishachid Ishchad. So over there, in implies with the Gzeir Shavet, it's the same halachas. They're just like there by Shrita Chutz. Shrita She'enu Ruya is considered to be Shrita because over there everything is Oser Bahana'a. Yochai of Koret in terms of Shrita Chutz. Therefore, here too, by Otoved Beno, it's considered to be a Shechita. Whereas Rabbi Shimon responds that Otoved Beno is not considered to be Shechita. Why? My time? Omer Rabbi Moni Bar Patish, because he learns Gzera Shava from Tvoach, Tevach, Veachin. Well, over there, Yosef said when his brothers came to visit that they should prepare a Tvicha and make it ready for his guests, his brothers, of course. So now, there, the Lashon Tvicha, which is, of course, the same as the Lashon Shechita, just like over there, Malah Halan, just like by Yosef, it was a Shechita Ru'uya, because it was meant to be fed to the Shvatim, Avkan, therefore, so to the Lashon of Kishi Shachet, by Otoved Beno, your Chayev only, on a Shechita Ru'uya. Rabbi Meir Naimi, why indeed is Rabbi Meir not learned out from Tvach Tevach Vachin? Well, he says, obviously, I learn out Shechita from the word Shechita, and not Shechita from Tvicha. So, Danit Shechita mi Shechita, vein Danit Shechita mi Tvicha. And you'll ask, my Nav Kamino, who cares? I thought the Tana Dever Rabbi Shmuel
have made it long, very clear, that we don't really care about the exact Lashon when it comes to Gzer Shava, we care about the meaning. And his famous example is Atana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, Veshav HaKohen by Negoim, Nige Batim specifically, Uva HaKohen is basically the same thing. Because what's the difference if you call it Biyah the first time he comes, or you call it Shiva the second time he comes? And basically we can learn out of there how it is that we consider a house to be ready for the Nitzah. And here too, we should say the same thing. What do I care for Tvicha? Or what do I care for Shechita? It's basically the same idea. Says the Gemara, well, that's true, but Hane Milech Adelekat Adamile. That's only where we don't have an alternative, but obviously we have a choice between using the word Tvicha, as here Tvach Tevach Fahachin, or the use of the word Shechita. It's clearly going to be preferable, Ika Adamile, Mita Danile Afina, to learn it out of the word which is more precise. Rabbi Shimon Nami, and, I mean, isn't it strange indeed that Rabbi Shimon, who learns out from Tvoach that it has to be roi to be eaten, just like it was by Yosef's case, to feed to his brothers, why doesn't he indeed learn it out from Shchut Echutz, which uses the word Shechita? Ah, that's another point, you see. Dani Chulin Michulin makes more sense to learn Otoved Beno, which is Chulin, from Tvoach Tevach Va'achin, which was also Chulin, even though there may not be precisely the same word, but ein danin chulin mikachim, where over there, shchut echutz is probably a unique kachim idea, and therefore it doesn't make sense, even though it may be the exact word, it doesn't make sense to apply the gzera shava there, where we have a more reasonable alternative to learn out from chulin. Rabbi Meir answers, atu otovet beno bekachim milonoi. What do you mean it's chulin? It can be chulin. There's nothing wrong in learning Kachim to Otoved Beno, because Otoved Beno actually is knowing the Kachim. I don't think I'm a Rabbi Chia, and this is precisely why Rabbi Chia said, Ra'a Rabbi Dvarav Shrabi Meir, which make a lot of sense when it comes to Otoved Beno, and therefore he considered them to be Lahalacha, and quoted Rabbi Meir as if he were the Da'at HaRabim, the Chachamim. And now, when it comes to here, in Kisui Hadam, what is the basis of Rabbi Meir's opinion that Shechita She'en Ru'uya, in this case, is Chayiv B'Kisui? Om Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Gom HaShvicha Shvicha Mishchut Echutz. In this case, Rabbi Meir also learned out from Shchut Echutz. And in this case, of course, he couldn't find the word Shachat, but it does say V'Shafachat Amo by Kisui Hadam, and by Shchut Echutz, it says Dam Shafach. Malahalan, Shkita Sheinraru Uyashma Shkita. So just like by Shkute Chutz, by definition, it's a Shkita Sheinraru because it's also about Na'ah. And nonetheless, it's Machayev you in Shkute Chutz, correct? Afkan Shkita Sheinraru Uyah Shema Shkita. Rabbi Shimon, who said when it came to Kisui Adam here, that Shkita Sheinraru Uyah is not Shema Shkita as he does elsewhere. What is his reasoning? He says, it says, Beferish in Kisui, Asher Ye Achel. In which case, only if it's actually Ro'i for Achila, would you be Chayev in Kisui Adam, but not if it's in a Ru'uya. It's an interesting point. What does Rabbi Meir have to say about that? Rabbi Meir says, Asher Ye Achel isn't talking about the case. Asher Ye Achel is talking about the species. Ahula Mu'ute of Tamehudi Adam is coming to tell me that an oaf that is also to be eaten because it's not one of the kosher oafot is not chayv b'kiso even if you shecht it. Rabbi Shimon says it's nothing to do with it. Oaf tummy, my time, and you know why an oaf tummy is potter from kisei adam? Because you can't eat it. And it's a sheyachel, the la barachilohu. And therefore, why not say exactly the same thing is true about treva? Treva nami la barachilohu, you see. And therefore you should memayat the trefa also, which means that it's shechit shenaruya. And that indeed makes a lot of sense. V'hainu d'yom Rabbi Chiya, ra'a rabbi d'varav shu Rabbi Shimon b'kisui adam, u'shina o'mela shum b'chachamim. That's exactly why Rabbi indeed seemed to take for granted that the shita of Rabbi Shimon when it comes to kisui adam is the shita l'alacha, because he just quotes it as the da'at rabbi. Rabbi Abba pointed out that, look, it's clear that Lola Kolama Rabbi Meir Shchita Shenu Yishmer Shchita. It's not an overall rule that in every single case Rabbi Meir holds that Shchita Shenu Ruya is definitely Shchita and argues with Rabbi Shimon in every case, because Moda Rabbi Meir is Moda if you shecht a treifa she'in matirata ba'achila, even though it's a Shchita, it's not going to make it kosher to eat. And Rabbi Shimon also doesn't say in every single way a Shchita Sheinu Ru'uya is not Shchita, because Rabbi Shimon has also made it that it is Shchita vis-a-vis Tyre and from Nevela. So Moda Rabbi Shimon Shemitara Tamidin Afela, which is interesting, because you would think that the whole point of saying a Shchita Sheinu Ru'uya is that it has no impact as an act of Shchita. That's clearly not true, as we know. All along, nobody ever argued about the fact that it's Matamidin Afela. Furthermore, Rabbi Meir says a Shchita Sheinu Ruya is a Shchita, he certainly didn't mean to say that it has all the validity of a Shchita to be Matir, a Trefa Bachila. Now let's go and look that over more closely here. Omar Mar, you just got finished saying, Rabbi Abba, that Lola Kolamar Rabbi Meir Shchita Sheinu Ruya Shma Shchita, that Moda Rabbi Meir Shein Matirata Bachila. What are we talking to 2-year-olds here? Pshit? I understand. How would a trefa suddenly become an untrefa just because he did shchita? Trefa b'shchita mi mishtarya. Lotzvichi answers the Gemara that we're talking about. Lishochet et ha-trefa u'matzobo ben tishachai. What happened over here is somebody shechts a mother who's a trefa and finds a perfectly healthy living full-term animal inside that wasn't born. Now, Sarka Daita Chamina, the Omer Rabbi Meir, Shchita Shein Ruya Shema Shchita. Since Rabbi Meir holds that it's a valid act of Shchita, so perhaps the mother, which is a trefa, cannot be eaten. But certainly this Shchita should be Matir, the child, and Tanele Shchitat Imo, let the Shchita of the mother, which works for the Ben Bekua, be Matir the Uber Ba'achila, because it is called an act of Shchita. V'loli boi Shchita, and therefore the Uber should not require any further Shchita. Kamash Malan, therefore it's coming to tell me that the child is not considered to be Roy Lachila just because you shechted the mother. V'tizbra asked the Gemara, how could you possibly think that Rabbi Abba was referring to a case of an Uber that is a fully formed Ben Tishachai, that it should be Matir? The Shchita Sa'im should be Matir. Remember that Rabbi Meir is who we're talking about over here. And Rabbi Meir is the Shita
It was said all along that a ben bekua, which is a ben tisha chai, requires shechita, and the shechita sa'im is not matirit. That would be true even if it weren't a treifa. So kosher came where we've got the additional issue, so bechlo shechita doesn't matir. Answers the Gemara about Tzricha Rebbe Abba was going in the shita of Rebbe. Remember that Rebbe over here, Savalak Rebbe Meir, the Savalak Rabbanan. Rebbe doesn't necessarily have to buy into Rebbe Meir all the way. We just saw that he Savalak Rebbe Meir, Damashkita She'ina Ru'iya, Shema Shkita, as we saw earlier. But Rebbe is Savalak Rabbanan, also who holds that the shita Imo of a ben teisha chai is metaharato. And therefore I might have thought that according to Rebbe's own shita, given the Yomar Rabbanu shkitat imo metaharato, if he's ready to buy into shkita shen ruya over here as an act of shkita, tahanila shkitat imo, then why not let the shkita sa'im, which is a treifa, why not let it be matir the child, since according to his shita it would be matir normally, v'lo liboy shkita. Kamash Malan, that nonetheless this is the type of shkita that is not matir v'achila. Okay, the next thing Rebbe Abba said before, v'lola kol amar v'shimen, shkita shen ruya lav shma shkita. He also pointed out that it's not entirely true to say that in every way shkita shen ruya is not considered to be a shkita libid Rebbe Shimon, because modi Rebbe Shimon shemitahara tamidena fela. Well, I should hope so. Pshita, is that rather obvious? I mean, the Omer of Yiram Rav, and some say it's actually a brayta that says, it's a very shaposik, v'chi yomut mina be'ima. Mina be'ima is mashma, not all, but some. So some behemot are considered to be temeya, as the posik continues on, to tell me, v'chi yomut mina be'ima shir yelachem lochla, hanogea b'dim v'lata yitma ad ha'arev. So mina be'ima means not all behemot, Miktzat beima metama, miktzat beima ina metama. Which beima would not be metama? A treifa shenishkata. Says the Gemara, yes, indeed, that isn't the chiddush. The chiddush was that it's betarmid in a fela in a case where lo tzricha, in a case ela le shoketet a treifa vehichulin ba'azara. Talking about over here, that you shechted while this animal was chulin in the azara, the Tanya. We know that this animal is a treifa. A case in which only after the shkita we discovered it was treifa. Chulin bazara. In a case where both were chulin bazara, b'shima matir ba'na'a, he does not consider that to be chulin shkita bazara, which were also ba'na'a, because the shkita is in a ru'uya, because of the treifot. The Chachamim Osrim, the Chachamim say it's Osir Ba'ana'a, because they say Shkita She'in Ru'ya is considered to be Shkita. So Sarkadayt Chamina, oh, the Omer Rabbi Shimon, Mutar Ba'ana'a, I might have thought that since Rabbi Shimon holds that there's no din of Chulim Ba'azara on it, apparently it's not even considered to be a Shkita at all. Alma Lav Shkita Yiklal. And I might have thought that maybe if that's the case, that it wasn't even Mitar Medina Vela in that case, because it was shechted as a treifa. So midena velo lo metahara. Maybe it would not be matir. Because I might have thought that the same way that the treifa makes it eno ra'ui and takes off the isser chulin ba'azara, so I might have thought that the isser over here of the chulin ba'azara takes it away, the ability for it to be matir midena velo. Those two may be interrelated. If there's another problem besides the one that we're coming to be matir, there's another problem that makes it a shkita shen ruya, chulin ba'azara vis-a-vis the treifa, and treifa vis-a-vis chulin ba'azara. So then, therefore, it's not considered to be a shkita at all. It won't be matir medina veila. Therefore, kamash malan that even in such a case, it's not metama. Or what a purple abaye. This whole thing seems to imply that we need to deal with the serious question of whether Chulin Bazar is considered to actually be Osirba or not. Problem is, as far as I know, Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold that that's a Dioraita, does he? V'sav Rabbi Shimon Chulin Bazar a Dioraita? Does he indeed hold that the Yisra of Achil Chulin Bazar is a Dioraita? because I mean, that's what we're claiming over here. Obviously, Yisr was only Drabonan, and that is would be that people would say that it was Kachim, and he's seeing that they're eating it B'chutz, so then certainly we wouldn't believe that that Gzeir Drabonan could have changed the din of the Shlita of a Treifa to say that it's a Shlita Shena Rui in a way that would not be Matarim Dein Avela. Omalei said Abaya, indeed he does eat. And Vatanan, we learned actually in a Mishnah, Rebbe Shimon Omer, Chulin Shnishchata Bazarat Yisrafu Ba'esh. V'chein Chaya Shnishchata Bazarat. Even though a Chaya, everybody knows it can't possibly be Kachim. So anyway, Bishlama Diyaraita, if you're going to tell me it's a Diyaraita Halacha, that just the fact there was Nishchat Bazara is also considered Bichlum Bazar. Not a Gezer that people will say. Okay, that would explain why we would be Gezer Achaya Otu Behema, even though the Issa Diyaraita would be over here. At the very least, Gezer. The truth is that it really, there's no difference between the, if it were Diyaraita, there would be no difference between a Chaya and a Behema. But as Rashi explains, all we're saying over here is, even in a worst case scenario, if we wouldn't have had a basis for answering the Chaya, and you'd want to make a chilek between Chaya and Behema, we could certainly be Gezer Chaya to Behema. That makes sense. But if you're going to tell me the whole thing is a Rabbona, that people are going to come to make a mistake of thinking that you did this as Kachya, how could they possibly make a mistake that a Chaya is Kachya? The only reason the Behema might time, or why is the Behema itself Asr? Because we're afraid people will learn to eat what they think is Kachim, and they'll go to take actual Kachim B'chutz. But over here, in this case, we can't Asr Chaya. I mean, he goof Gzeir, the Behema itself Gzeir, we're going to come along now and be Gzeir, that if somebody sees a Chaya, he might come to do the same thing with Behema, and then people will say that it was indeed Kachim, even though it was Chulin. I mean, that's very far-fetched. Rabbi Chia, Nafa Leyaniva, so Rabbi Chia had an attack of these particular worms that eat linen, Bikitne, and it fell into this begadim that were made out of Pishtan. Ato Lakami the Rabbi, and he came to Rabbi to ask him how he's supposed to get rid of it. So as we saw earlier in the Masechta, we know that the blood of a bird is something that, in its presence, chases away these bugs, these worms. So he told him, the Rebbe told him, go take an oaf and shecht the oaf on a container of water, a bubita de maya, where the pishtan is soaking, let the blood fall into the water, and then the worms will be more dama v'shafikli. They will smell the blood, and they will get out of there and leave the pishtan alone. Ask the Gemara, but how is that possible? How can you do such a thing? Even if you shecht it for no purposes of eating, you only shecht it because you need the blood. Nonetheless, you still have to be mechase. Ketzed yatsa, so what could you do if you need the blood? As in our case, you couldn't do shechita. As Rebbe said, shechot avuvita damaya. You'd have to do either no cher or oker. And that way, it doesn't need kisui, because it's not considered to be an act of shechita at all. So how could he have told him that? Kiyata Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, he said, no, that indeed, that isn't what he told him. Say trofa marle Rebbe, said Rebbe Chia, that he should make it a trefa. And then he won't have to be mechased even after he does the shechita, because it's a shechita shena ru'ya. Kiyata Ravin Omar, say nechor Omar le Rebbe, told him to actually do nechira. So Liman di Omar say trof, according to Rav Dimi, who said that he didn't tell him to do a nechira, he told him only to make it a trefa. Why didn't he tell him to go all the way and make it bichlal, not an act of shechita? My time of Omar le say nechor. Vechita mikasava. That maybe it's because Rabbi Yehuda that ain shechita la'of min haTorah anyway. And therefore, nechor is not going to do anything, because if you're nocher to the simani, midiraita, that would be an act of shechita, and therefore you would be mechayev to be mechase the dam. Therefore, he had to tell him to make it a trefa first. But Tanya, we learned in the brayta that Rebbe himself says not like that. Rebbe Omer, it says in the pasuk, v'zavachta mi b'chol chometz kasher tziviticha.
We don't find in the Torah any such tzivui. And Rebbe says that teaches us that there must be a Kabbalah Moshe, a Malamish in its Tava Moshe, Al Haveshet, Ve'al Hakane, Ve'al Rov Echad Be'ov, Ve'al Rov Shnayim Be'Ve'ema. So obviously Rebbe, if he's listing over here the Dioraita of Kasher Tzivui Tichah, he's telling us that the Ov, Simon Echad Be'ov, is indeed a Chi of Dioraita. If that's the case, how can we possibly say that the reason that he wouldn't have told him to do the Nechira was because the Nechira itself is the actual Shkita, which clearly doesn't hold like that. You wouldn't be Mechayev Bekisa if you did a Nechira. Answers the Gemara, of course, Rav Dimi is Moda, that Nechira doesn't require Kisa. But what he's saying is, don't think that that's the only alternative. Lami Boikom, he's saying something as even bigger. Obviously, if he would have told him to say Nechor, we're over there, Lav Shkita Hiklal, as we saw in the Mishnah, everybody's made it. It doesn't require Kisui. But you might have thought that had he just done a Trefa, maybe Shkita Shein Rui is considered to be a Shkita, and you would require Kisui, and therefore it wouldn't be a good Eitzah. Gamash, well, then all that Rav Dimi was trying to say is that actually you do not need to do Kisui of Shkita Shein Rui. Kid Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, who said before, the Ra'a Rabbi Div Rabbi Shimu by Kisui Adam, that it's not considered to be Shkita, which is why he quotes it as the Rabbanan. And how about, according to Ramban Omar, that Rebbe told him to say Nechor, namely Rovin, why didn't he say to do the same thing like Rav Dim? He said, say Trov. For Chitema, maybe you'll tell me, because actually Rav Dim, he held Rovin. That Kasava, that Rebbe holds the Shkita Shein Rui Yishma Shkita, and therefore, even if you would have done a Trefa, you would have had to do Kisei Adam, the only Eitzah, was to actually do Nechira. The problem is, Amr Rebbe Chia Barava, Amr Rebbe Yochanan, Ra Rebbe Dvarav Shor Rebbe Shimon B'Kisei Adam, Shana Obala Shon Chachamim, and that seems quite clear, that Rebbe does do that, and it's considered to be actually Potter from Kisei Adam. So what would be wrong to him say Trof? No, Ravin was also saying a Lomi boy. Lomi boy come on. Say trof, yes, I understand that. Lomi boy say trof. As we saw already, that he passed it as the Chachomi. But you might have thought that had he said say Nechor, then maybe if Ein Shkita Lauf Min HaTorah, then the Nechirato would be even more Mechayev than the Shkita V'Trefa. The Nechira would be the Shkita we'd require Kisei Adam. Therefore, kamash malon kasher tziviticha, that yesh chita lofen haTorah, and you don't require kisui if you do an achira. And that was the whole point that it was coming to teach. Mashenke, and the other thing we've already been through, and we know that according to Rebbe, the din is the shchita she'ena ruya, is the shita of Rebbe Shimon, ushina obala shon chachamim, it would not be mechayev in kisui. The problem is, how could Rebbe Chia have been attacked by a worm that eats linen? Uminafala Yaniva Bekitne, Vomer Ravin Barava, Amril Omer Rebavin Barshava, Misha Alu B'nei Hagola. From the time that the B'nei Hagola from Bavel were so dovuk Teretz Yisrael, made Aliyah, Pasku Azikin, Vazvaot, Varuchot, Varaamim, Vloich Mitzinam, Vlola Kapishtanam, that it was because of the shchus Rebbe Chia that there were no longer any simonim that people took ram and hashamayim, so there were no meteorites, comets, some learn, and there were no earthquakes, and there were no tornadoes or terrible storms, and there were no thunderstorms, and the wine never turned sour. And, the Pishtun was never attacked. The Chachamim considered this to all be because of the Chus of Rebbe Chia and his sons. And how could Rebbe Chia be the one whose Pishtun was attacked? Says the Gemara, why not? Kiman Yizachutayim. Ha'alma, Adilulo. A Chus of a Tzaddik helps for other people, but doesn't help for himself. As the famous Maimer of Rav Yirom Arav. The Maimer of Yirom Arav, every single day, b'chol yom v'yom, a bat kol would come out and announce, kol olam kulon yizom b'shvil chanina b'ni. The entire world is zoicha to a parnasa because of Chanina. But Chanina himself, Chanina b'ni, dai lo b'kav charuvim mi'erev Shabbat l'erev Shabbat. It's just a tzaddik that all he needs and that's all he gets, either. It's enough for him with a tiny bit, 1 pound of carobs for the entire week.